flashback to the early days. I longed to be happy like they were. Late last year, we were saddened by the news of the death of Margaret Hanson, who played a large part in the ministry over the years, and we are including here her testimony, which appeared back in this magazine in edition number 24. My father moved out on the family when I was 9. 5 years later, I started getting pain in my feet, which rapidly spread to all my joints. The diagnosis, rheumatoid arthritis. Over the next 2 years, I spent many weeks in the hospital. At 21, I married and had 2 lovely children. But life was very difficult, and my health deteriorated. I seemed to be taking more and more pills, smoked a lot, and even drank heavily to make me feel better, unable to cope. Ulcers developed on my ankles, and because of the drugs, they wouldn't heal. After a move to a farm, 300 miles from where we had been living, my health further worsened, and I spent 6 months in hospital. But God had it all in hand. Dear people in our valley started praying for me, and I was surrounded by Christian nurses. They didn't preach at me, but cared for me with such compassion I started melting. After I came home, I had 2 wonderful Christian home aides whose faces were aglow with love, and I longed to be happy like they were. The whole community seemed to be full of loving, caring Christians who took us into their hearts. I was now confined to a wheelchair all the time due to the ulcers and a long stay in hospital. One day, I was lying on my bed in great pain, the huge ulcer on my ankle showing no sign of healing, and in deep despair. I just cried out, "God, if you are there, please help me. Please come in and take over my life and make me the woman you want me to be." Suddenly, the room was filled with a love and peace I cannot describe. It just enveloped me, and I was filled with joy. The pain was still there, but it didn't matter anymore somehow. I knew God loved me and was there with me. I was given a beautiful release, forgiven, cleansed, washed clean, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept, Jesus led me out of deep darkness into a wide, free place with the Holy Spirit as my teacher, comforter, and guide. I have studied the Bible, listened to reliable teaching tapes, and read many Christian books, and learned to obey Jesus' commands in everything. He set me free from drugs, smoking, and drinking wine. He guided my diet to the right foods and drink, and my ulcers healed completely. He sent me to Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Rotorua, where he continued setting me free to exercise and swim and become whole again. The wonderful staff gave me an electric wheelchair, and my whole world opened up. He restored our marriage, brought our children to himself, healed our dear son of autism through prayer and love and wonderful Christian teachers. He led me into prayer and intercession, a tape ministry for Women Aglow, with its wonderful fellowship and beautiful Bible study with other Christian friends, and to the Christian Fellowship for Disabled. I was baptized in water in my home by a pastor surrounded by my family and dear members of the body of Christ. I love Jesus with all my heart and will follow him wherever he leads me to help set others free from the dark, deep darkness I was in. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And there are 2 lovely photos on this page of Margaret.